What's up? It's your boy, To Hear More. It is approximately about 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm in Arizona. Just got off set. All right. I'm about to kick back and listen to the Drunk Unks podcast because it's one of the most fire podcasts out there. You know who I'm talking about. Uncle Night Night, Uncle Facts, Uncle Rico, man. Keeping it all the way real. You know when you go to the barbershop. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I go to barbershop, I don't even need a cut. I'm just in there listening to the OG soaking up game. That's what the Drunk Unk podcast is all about. Listening to the homies, soaking up game, man, applying it to your life where it needs to be applied. You understand me? Listen, tune in and tap in immediately. You heard it here from your boy. To Hear More, I'ma holler at y'all. Peace.
Yeah. Hey. 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 Look. Get your ass the fuck up. You're now tuned with the Drunk Unks. So go and grab your cup, relax, and fill it up. Sit back and drink it up. Cause my unks gon' turn it up. I'm with Uncle Night Night, Uncle Rico, and Uncle Facts. I be the lit nef, King Quaddy, I'm kicking fat. They put y'all on game and Quaddy's fitting the real podcast. With Master Pill, we just lit like that. I see you grooving, I see you moving. So have a seat and grab a drink and get into it. And if you ain't rocking with the unks, one thing I gotta say, y'all only get half a bar.
Count your fucking.
I want no tank tops or muscle shirts for men.
Wow.
Ladies, please no bare midriffs. Jeans and shorts and sneakers are acceptable. But they don't want nobody in there. Yeah, guns out. So don't roll your sleeves up. Keep them shits down and get to work. Wow. You know what I mean? They don't want no half shirts for women. Okay. You know, because they know you're about to eat and that half shirt going to expand.
Yeah. Yep.
Very rapidly.
No midriffs, sundresses. Yeah, they tripping. No sundresses.
Now you probably do a sundress.
That's taking attention away from the customers.
And bring the customers too.
It might be. Yeah.
First of all, listen, it costs $111 per adult.
Yep.
They doing something in there. Even on a bad day, you're making $1,000. Easy.
Easy.
Double R, what up?
My niggas.
We out here in these podcast streets today, man.
Yeah.
That thing, can sound through that?
I don't think so.
Ease it up a little bit.
No, he's talking about turn the volume up, see if you can hear the fan.
Yeah, I'm saying. Yo, now. Hello with you, boy.
Yeah.
No, I'm cool.
He was hoping you were saying it was cool.
It's about time to let him know you have a real man, so he gotta go.
We're not doing that. Start playing on my phone. You're bad for business, more. I ain't gonna call you lying anymore. Just more.
Hey, Snoopy, man. My man right here was saying the same thing, man. We are working on this issue right now.
But
we're not people on a shirt.
Oh, yeah. People have it.
We working on it.
By middle of the week.
That's because he's on there too.
I'm
on there too.
No,
you're good.
That's different.
No, these are both his phones.
Go ahead.
Under the same profile? I know you ain't got.
I'm going at the backs right here. My bad. About time to bring you by anyway.
I want somebody to say, yo, who that nigga right there? He ain't never
going to find out soon.
Nah, if they really watch the show, they should be like, you look familiar. That's what they should say.
If they're loyal fans, for sure. If they're loyal fans.
What about him? Fucking pig.
Who?
You, nigga.
So what happened?
I was trying to take a shortcut to the motherfucking live video.
Yo, but the camera really do add pounds.
Nah. I look fat, right?
Nah, I look fat.
I am fat, though.
Nah, see, the camera don't add pounds. It's just in real life, you don't see those 10 pounds because you ain't looking at those angles.
I work out, but look like I work in. Like, suck it in.
All right, when you want to start? Because I can't see time now. So.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah?
All right, now I got to.
That's why
I watch this shit like a hook.
Fix all this shit.
5:32, you know. At 5:33,
I'll do my intro. Ayo, Snoopy, man. They doing me dirty, Nap. They doing me dirty on Facebook, man. I can't say hi without getting a fucking warning, man. It's fucking crazy.
Man.
And that being said, welcome to a Sunday happy hour edition with your drunk unks. I'm Uncle Night Night. To my right, the social media savant. Trudy Jones, a.k.a. Uncle Rico, a.k.a. Juan Cena, a.k.a. I can't stay out of Facebook jail, holding up recordings.
My comments are heavy, though.
Yo, my boy be doing bids, yo. Bids.
To my left, Lottie Moore, a.k.a. Uncle Facts, a.k.a. I ain't putting nothing on Uncle Rico's books.
That's good, though.
And if anybody tuned in to the special Super Bowl edition we did, got the homie Nate in the building, a.k.a. Uncle Newlywed.
That's right, I'm here.
A.k.a. So Raspy.
A.k.a. How come y'all ain't call me, man?
Yeah. A.k.a. Mr. True Wit. Understand that. Google me, you'll find me.
Okay, my boy can be Google. Shit real now.
Yeah.
Mama J, what's going on,
Mama J? My boy said that coming through the door. He's like, you Google me, you will see my resume. I'm pretty good. I'm good.
Since we in the world of social media, is it true that you can Google anybody now?
Just about.
As long as they are part of social media. They have to have done something. And
wrong or... Right or wrong?
Right or wrong.
Just depends on how you got notoriety.
But exactly. It also depends on how many pages Google you on.
No, that's terms of popularity. He's just saying, can you
Google? Like Google anybody?
Damn, hell yeah.
I mean, I don't.
My phone number.
That's what I'm saying.
I was about to say.
But you know, some people you got to dig a little bit. Because honestly, if you put my whole full name.
So you can't Google.
If you Google my full name, you'll find some white dude that's playing football. I think he's in the pros right now. Mm-hmm. We actually got the first and last name, and we're both juniors.
That's crazy. I mean, it's a couple niggas named John Johnson in the league. So, you know what I mean?
I think there's one unborn, too.
Good man.
They call him Long John.
Oh, shit.
Big John Studd.
So, John, is that you, bro?
Nah, man. Check the markets. None of the tattoos match up. But yeah, man.
AKA Mr. Long Neck.
Oh, you gotta say pause by that.
Don't worry.
Listen, let's get on track.
I need to get on this motherfucking speaker. I need to see comments on some of this shit. But I never thought I'd see the day where Uncle Fax says we need to get on track.
Hey, man,
so
send
you know
it,
what
man.
I mean?
We must get on track.
Miracles do happen. That's all I'm saying.
So what are we starting off with today, guys?
In the last 2 weeks since we've recorded, hip-hop community has lost, you know, one definite legend and pioneer. And one was a definite cog in a machine.
Yes.
And that was Bad Boy Records.
Yes.
On our last episode, we were actually talking about when DMX was first going into the hospital and all the news had broke. And he has since passed. And then just yesterday, we found out that the homie Black Rob passed away.
I got a weird question.
Did y'all go,
whoa?
I got a weird question.
When you found out?
I didn't go, whoa. That might have been after.
It made sense, though, right?
They went together.
But we were just like talking about Black Rob.
Because he was sick, right?
He was sick.
We were talking about Black Rob.
Yo, when somebody died, do everybody become legends? Of their own craft, meaning like he'd be a legend from selling, he could be a legend from your family. So do any and everybody become legends?
It's all about your stats.
Yeah.
And life stats.
Life stats.
What kind of athletic stats, whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like,
what
no,
are you doing?
Legends.
My cousin said one of the craziest things in his comedy album. Brian Isley said, yeah, I'm just patting my obituary stats.
Yeah, you know, my obituary stats.
And it's crazy because when
that's a good one.
When my father passed away a few weeks ago, right? And we, you know, I'm sitting at the table, very similar to this with my siblings.
It's a good picture, by the way. So.
Oh yeah. Appreciate it. That wasn't even half the squad.
The cameraman is a good
call. The cameraman. I told him, I was like, that iPhone 12 with all those three cameras, putting them just to work today.
Yeah.
And then he got in the wrong car, and I missed a lot of shots. So I had to dock his pay. But anyway. When we were sitting at the table, right, and we was going over the obituary, right? So this sibling was like, well, you know, Dad was doing this, and well, Dad did this too, and then Dad did. I'm sitting there, now I'm the youngest. I'm sitting there like, God damn, this man did a lot. He was living. So, I mean, you know what I mean? So, you know, you never know, you know what I mean? Getting patting those stats, man. But to become a legend, I don't know. I mean, sometimes, I mean, I think anybody that dies, somebody's in your family, you automatically consider them some type of legend.
Okay, so all triple OGs or double OGs get the legendary status behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Or do we all agree with that?
I mean, it depends, though. I mean, double OG, be somebody who's everybody knew since a kid and became an adult, you've been around.
Right.
But a lot of them
not OGs, though.
Yeah. If you don't got a name, then you don't even go in that category.
Well, if you even want to call them an OG, first, you got to know what's the true meaning of an OG, and did that specific person do anything that stipulated to say they're in that part of that list? You know what I mean?
That seems accurate. That's a nigga with 2 degrees, boy. He just be explaining some shit.
2 degrees, I'm freezing.
That's
so crazy.
Oh, shit.
True way, baby. All right, so no, but that actually takes the other side of the coin. Have y'all done, or are y'all doing anything in your life that if that time comes, can somebody say, yo, that was a down brother, or he did this in his community, or he did this always for his family, or what was it about him that, Twitter, that brother, he was a real true OG. What did he do, or what are you doing to in your life that can say that I'm putting something, I'm making a mark.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna tell you, when the time comes and Uncle Rico is here no more, he will go down as a certified triple OG creep. He's been deep in his creep life for a long time.
Word.
But nah, I mean, I just.
Team single.
When I was forever.
Sitting there. Creep,
hey, you're allowed to be though.
Yeah, it's flexibility in your position.
So, came in by itself.
Went out
by itself, but in between, he stayed by itself?
Hey, man.
Listen, there's always somebody out there for him, but if you can't find him.
I can't help it that his soulmate is up for parole in 5 years. And, we can't help that. And he's waiting for her patiently.
And Twitter is weird, Twitter. He's 10, the ratio is 10 women to every one guy.
Mm-hmm. But I'm also not looking at him. I don't give a fuck.
Okay,
my bro. No,
but
I'm saying, like, not to be.
I just
gave you
the ratio, bro.
Yeah.
Damn,
like,
that's all I said.
But then,
the ratio.
But see, here's the thing. But see, there's nothing to do. There's nothing wrong with being single.
No, I never said that.
Hold on, because I got the head nod that I can come over tonight. This one, he don't need a head nod from nobody.
I do what I want.
He do whatever the fuck I want.
There are pros and cons.
Creep like Monja.
Twitty Creep J. That's his name.
Oh, man. But the crazy part is, just thinking back on my dad's funeral, the limo driver, he says to me, well, he says to me and my siblings, he was like, you know, the one thing you can hope for and wish for when you pass is for a long funeral procession. And I tell you, we had a long-ass procession, and that didn't even include the motherfuckers. Like, I told them, just go straight to the cemetery. Don't get in the procession. Go straight to the cemetery. Say, well, you got somewhere to park. You're good. Yeah.
We had 2 detours and still got there for
First of all, it was every bit about, like, you know, because we had cars and we had motorcycle escorts. So it was a long-ass procession. Like, you know, typically that ride for me in my car, that's about a 13-minute ride.
Yeah.
My brother, like, it took about 40.
Yeah, that would take a minute, because we went there a whole fifth by the time I got there.
Facts.
That's because you're alcoholics, but you're good at your craft.
Whoa, bro.
You're good at your craft.
We on camera, bro.
You're good at your craft.
I didn't, listen.
They had one, then we had one.
If you're thirsty, you're thirsty.
They had mine craft.
Oh, hell. I forgot.
Well, listen, so there was one time, years ago, many years ago, a
So you didn't get the full, you didn't get the full experience.
You know, that's
at
all
right. Super Bowl party.
I'm catching up. So listen, I'm driving through Haddonfield. Most of y'all know it's a lighter side of the Jersey. And
it's a very clear part.
Right, it's a very clear, right. So I'm seeing some guys, you know, working on traffic lights. So I see some cops out there that kind of, you know, going like this, right? So I'm behind a long line of cars. And they're all going one way. I decide, now I'm going to break off to another direction. Cop pulls me over and says, aren't you with them? I'm like, nah, I'm going this way. He said, oh, you're not with the processional? I'm like, nah. I'm like, oh, so you're just going to just drive through all them red lights? I'm like, wait. I seen people working on the lights, and I see you going like this, so I'm in the behind the processional. There's no indication in the back of a car or any car saying this is a funeral processional. They gave me a ticket.
Oh, that's bad.
Not to mention, hold on, but the brother, I'm going to say but brother, but the cop was a brother.
I would have immediately said, I would have reneged that story. I'd be like, no, I'm in the procession. I just got to go use the bathroom right now.
I didn't know where it was going with it at the point, because I'm like, wait a minute. And then you figure in your mind, he got to understand that there's no indication that you're in a processional when you got a cop telling, you know what I mean, you
got to
go, and then you got people working on traffic lights.
Did they have the flashers on?
It's in the back. Oh, the hazards.
Yeah.
Not that I could see, then it, or not that I paid attention to it, but in the same token, I'm just going. But the intent was not to be riding through red lights or to act like a member processional. But the thing about it is he gave me a ticket, and I'm like, I'm in the back. But it was a good thing. You did point that out, so we can put that part out. So you think about it now. Because, you know, when you have the hazards, they are in the back, too. Indicators. All right, but even still, I didn't know.
He said, I didn't know.
But I went to court. He didn't show up.
I'm innocent.
So the judge threw it out anyway.
But since we talk about cops and everything, like, you know what I mean? Like, the cops, we got a new president, right? We got Sleepy Joe. We got Sleepy Joe. And the cops are still doing the same shit under Sleepy Joe's watch. So the cops wasn't doing it because of Trump. They just doing it because they cops. And they think they're allowed to do it.
Well, I tell you what, the state of Minnesota doesn't give a fuck who the president is.
They
killing niggas out there frequently and consistently.
They're Vikings.
That made
that. He's like,
cops is Vikings.
But yo, it's like somewhere, somehow, this got to stop. Like, you know what I mean? Like I was telling John off the air and everything, I was watching the movie. I can't even think of the movie. But maybe somebody knew what I'm talking about. That when the cops pull somebody over, their gun is metal, is like locked inside their car. And they got to get buzzed from the dispatcher that it's a threat. The dispatcher lets them know if it's a threat or not. Meaning like, say the cop pull you over for regular, you got speeding, violation, registration or something like that, the cop will not have his gun when he comes to you, when he approach you. You got a taser and a stick. He might got that little, what's that thing called, John?
Wait, hold on, but we learned there's two different types of tasers though.
Well, we're going to get that. We're going to get that. But, yo, it makes sense, though, because, like, if the cop pulled me over for a broken taillight, right, even he can't say that automatically he saw the broken taillight, pulled me over, now he in danger for his life. That's what he feel. He just pulled me over for a broken taillight, now he in danger for his life.
Right.
But what about when we get pulled over, when we see the cop coming, we automatically see in danger for our life.
Yeah, like, I think eventually it's going to come to that, where you're like, yo, it's to the point where black people get pulled over, they automatically feel like their life's in danger.
Yeah.
Should they not defend themselves at that point, Tom?
Yo, you can't tell me you don't get scared when the cops get behind you, though. It's not even scared. It's not, I mean, scare you a bit.
You almost think, is it my time?
Like, you, like, you know, nervous. You get nervous.
The first thing they come in behind you, is it my time?
Yo, you get nervous. I get nervous, yo. Like, here we go.
I about to say, I don't get, like, scared, but there definitely be a heightened sense of awareness going on.
Yeah, there you go.
Bro, like, you start waking up to get this shit together,
I'll be like this. I'll be driving. As soon as I see that motherfucker start moving,
you tend to automatically pull over.
No.
Before they even tell you to pull over.
No.
They come and I'm just going to pull over right
now. No, I don't do that. I'll keep riding, right? Because while I'm riding, waiting for them, I'm getting my credentials set up right then and there. So,
here you go.
And the crazy part is...
On the window.
The crazy part is, I was telling Uncle Fax this. I got a duplicate of my license, right? So the duplicate, I keep that automatically with my registration and insurance. So it's like one quick little grab of my glove box. Yeah. Boom. So you have everything okay, right so there.
Right. Yeah, I like
yep.
that.
Yep. So it's just bomb. Like bomb.
Yeah, you gotta be something like that, because if not, you're digging. And if you dig in now, what you digging for? What you searching for? Or what you trying to hide?
Mm,
you know
too.
What I mean? That if you're doing too much movement, you gotta be able to boom, boom.
But it's too much going on, like with the cops, like what's going on in society, it's too much going on, man, because like the cops, they keep saying the same thing, like the lady, like Tweety said earlier, she had a taser, but she had a gun. She yelled out, taser, 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 three times while you pointing and extended a real gun.
Wow.
Do that make any sense to me?
No.
That don't make no sense to me.
Not a single ounce of sense.
That's just like...
I think she was really trying to sell that shit. No, she knew she was going to shoot that boy,
kids do that because they wet the bed the night before, wake up and talk about, did you piss the bed? Oh, no, I was just sweating a lot.
Damn.
A lot of sweat in one spot.
You know how many times I've heard that from my kids? You sweating and we had one spot. Oh, it was hot. But you sweating, you know what I mean? So you yelling taser, you talk about, oh, I thought I had my taser, but you had a gun. Come on.
But how many police brutality videos we watch, right? When the cops be like, stop resisting, nobody not resisting though. They yell out, they make sure it's clear and loud.
Yeah.
So the camera can pick it up. They be like, stop resisting. That's their favorite word.
Did y'all see the video? There was a white driver, got pulled over.
Yeah.
White cop came out. White cop even announced loud, you have a weapon in the car. I need you to get out. He refused to get out. Another cop came over. They don't show that cop, but you can hear his voice. And they're telling him, turn the car off, blah, 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 get out. No, I'm not going to get out. So he starts his car back up. He pulls off. Not a gun drawn.
Nothing.
A bullet fired. Not even a taser.
Nah, the one that really struck a nerve with me was you had a black man who was in the military and in uniform.
And the cop maced him.
The cop has since been fired.
Right.
But, you know, and the guy was just asking, why are you pulling me over?
Right.
Nobody explained that, but because he kept asking, now they demanded him to get out the car, and then you start hearing that phrase, stop resisting.
Right.
Stop resisting. And then, when I tell you it made me mad, because first of all, right, motherfucker, I'm in the uniform. Technically, we on the same side.
Right.
You're in your uniform, I'm in my uniform. You defend the city, I defend the goddamn
country. Been there.
Like Jesus Christ, exactly.
Prior Air Force.
And he said he's a lieutenant, too.
Yeah, and he's an officer of all things.
This is me.
A credit, yeah.
This is me to other brothers, man. Listen, like, 9 out of 10, the cops are dead wrong. They dead wrong. And a lot of times, I watch the videos, and the guys know they wrong, so they feel low. Like, sometimes you just got to go through the procedure, meaning, like, okay, I'm going to jail, lock me up, take me, and then we'll deal with it like that. Because sometimes it's not worth getting shot. Because
right.
You can't apologize for shooting somebody. I tell this over and over again.
You
can't apologize for killing somebody's child, somebody's dad. You cannot apologize.
There's no, my bad.
You can't oops. Say sorry.
Yeah, there's no oops.
And yo, it's a
damn.
That's me. That's me. That's
yeah,
what I mean.
You cannot do that. Oh, my fault.
And then you put the gun back in. Yeah, sorry.
Suspend me. That's duty. Listen, I'm a firm believer of eye for an eye, tooth for tooth. I believe in the Old Testament. So you hurt mama, hurt yours. That's what I believe in. The justice is what I want from it. It's not what you're going to give me. And we all waiting for the system to give us justice when the system is training these guys to go out there and do what they're doing. They're not just making this shit up. They got trained to do that. So it's not no individual, like, that's why I said all cops are the same to me. Because you got trained to do this shit.
Well, here's an old, it's not necessarily a parable, but if you're having issues in your marriage, the last person on this earth that you want to get marriage advice from is somebody who's divorced. So you got somebody who's been on the force for 29 years, or was it 29 years? She's been on the force for 29 years, is training other cops, and this is something you do. Feel me? It's our time.
I do want to touch on that.
Okay, what do you say? How you say?
So, Bon J, big fan of the show, my homie, you know what I'm saying? He said, there are more rules of engagement for us in Afghanistan than there is for civilians.
Man.
He ain't never lied.
Damn.
And he said you two both have background.
That's why when he said that, that shit struck a nerve right there. He's got a real fucking point, I'll tell you that.
But it's crazy though, man. Like, listen. Because there's a lot of hurt moms and hurt dads out there, man. The kid never come home because of mistake. Listen, you can't just make these type of mistakes, man. You understand? It's baffling, though.
Somebody wife would have gone with
a mistake. And you saying taser, but your gun, your arms extended to the hand on the trigger already.
First of all,
taser ain't built like that.
Hold on. First of all, when you're pulling out, first of all, that person on the other end has to be considered a threat.
A threat.
What stipulated to this cop that he was a threat?
And it was like four of them right there. One of four cops. It was like four cops at the scene. So this one guy was a threat to y'all. Y'all got guns, he don't.
Hey, Mrs. Chandler. She just tuned in.
What's up, baby?
What's up, cut?
Thanks for letting me play.
just keeping everything kosher, big old.
Question for y'all. So, did y'all follow the George Floyd trial? So,
no, I didn't.
So, all right, so the cop refused to take the stand.
The one who killed him.
Yeah, so the one cop, they released his body cam footage for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Bruh. The whole time, George Floyd's cuffed, right?
Yeah.
He's like, yo, I'm claustrophobic. Just put me in the front seat. Please. Please. They like, no, they're hitting his head against the fucking top of the cop car, trying to shove him in the motherfucking car, yeah. Right? They get him in. The other cop goes around and drags him out the other side of the motherfucking car. And he's like, yo, I will lay down. Yo, you gonna kill me. I'm gonna lay down. I'll lay down. They wasn't hearing it, bro. Like, bro, that shit was fucked up. Like,
I mean, yeah. We all know, we watched that. Everybody watched it live, bro. That
shit was to watch that body cam, like, but that shit was like right here.
This is my thing. Why do we need a trial, though?
Right.
We witnessed this shit.
Right.
This was like, it's pretty cut and dry.
Yo, word.
Pretty cut and fucking dry.
That's why I said our system is fucked up, bro.
If that shit was in, oh, by the way, what up, fact checker? You know your job. He's watching.
Okay.
But anyway, right, if that was in reverse, right? So if you had a criminal who did the things that the officer did to George Floyd, right? If that was a criminal and it was all caught on video, clear, what you said, open and shut case, that shit would have been done in like 2 months. Most states and cities will expedite those because those are their wins.
See, but here's the thing. But there has to still be a trial.
Yeah, no, no. But what I'm trying to say is,
no, I get what you're saying, because
it should be a
2-hour trial. Like, you can do that.
It should be It should be going down.
Open a statement, witnesses.
But they have to determine.
Close an argument.
They have to determine an all basis for some odd reason. Okay, he did it. We knew that. All right. But could have been avoided. And they want to know all these different angles could he have taken, or was he, you know, all these different things. And then they got to figure out for the judge. The judge got to hear everything. You know, was he mentally competent? Was, you know, could he have done this better or that? Oh, that's why they have to have these
But
trials.
One thing but they try to do is try to blame the victim. Like, they always try to bring up what the victim did in the past.
The justice is fault. Like, yo, but justice is blind,
But we're talking about this
the
moment.
The bitch is deaf, too.
Yeah.
We talk about the
moment, but we talk about the moment, though, right? That we all see this, yo, clear as day. The whole world watched that. The whole world witnessed that, and the whole world stood up, too. That's when everything started. Yeah. Fuck, I ain't even going to mention that name that started the rallies, but fuck them. Anyway, I ain't going to mention their name. We not mentioning their name.
Why don't you just get back to the point?
Okay, all right. We not adding you on. Tell us the name. Don't make me say it.
But, yo, everybody stood up because they knew that was wrong. I'm talking about all colors and all races. Knew that was wrong.
Yeah, bro. Like,
it was hands down.
The initial joint, the scene I put in body cam joint, which is different, bro. Cause like the whole time he just like, yo,
you saw a different perspective,
bro.
Nobody else saw.
Fight him, nothing. When he was in the car and the bulls jacked like, yo, I can't breathe. Yo, okay.
Even show how he was throwing in an ambulance, though, like a.
When
they came and got him, but that's another story. When they searched, no badges. I mean, the badges all picked up and down. That was weird too, but that's another
But this, but you know, that being said, now we sit here, we see this young man get shot by a taser, and like
never seen it's death by a taser.
One shot.
But John, you know what's fucked up, John? Listen, me and my Circle K down the street, me and my son walking get Slurpees, right? My sons, they like me. They want to talk to everybody. Mm. We walking down the street, cop slowed up. My son's like, hey, officer, hey, how y'all doing? I put his hand down. Don't talk to him. Keep walking. It's not my fault. The way I feel, it's not my way. Right. It's not my fault that I feel toward cops now.
But he don't get it.
And he cop ain't gonna understand that.
Now, that cop would kill you just in front of those same two sons. Yes. If he seen, if he deemed it necessary, or if he felt like he was threatened because you had two young sons.
And they can't get mad at me. They can't get mad at me like, yo, why you don't like cops? Because I seen too much. It ain't like they said, yo, how we learn about history, but like, learn about history. Meaning we see cops do this shit over and over and over again. That's why we know a lot, majority of cops are bad. And I mean, I ain't take no fucking chance with the motherfucking fuck.
So,
sorry, for the cop friend I got.
Double R said the word stop resisting automatically means go. Said behind the wall, when they say that while pulling out their weapon, go move. Who in their right mind gonna let someone beat, stab, or shoot? Fuck that, all the powers of the people.
I seen cops saying stop resisting and start punching. Boom, elbow, like throwing the elbows. You start choking.
How you resisting at that point and you are receiving the ass whooping?
Yo, if you got four grown men on top of you, that'd be any man in fucking squirming. You want to squirm. You got four grown men on top of you.
Anybody beating you, it's natural for you.
It's natural.
The only way you're going to stop moving is when you're unconscious or dead.
And that's the favorite thing. So don't tense up. That's what they say. Stop tensing up.
The true meaning of submission. You have them submitted. They can't move.
All right, you win. You got it.
You got it. They, you know, that's it. But because you did a little bit of squirming, I mean, you got to breathe.
You got to breathe
in an uncomfortable situation.
First of all, it's heightened. You have anxiety. Right. God forbid if your heart's racing. God forbid if you got some type of, you know, asthma or something like that. Now you really can't breathe. Like, bro. And like,
stop tensing.
You know, the crazy part
is. They always say that.
The crazy part is, right? And we was talking about this too, pre-show. How you said you seen misunderstandings last night. But they didn't turn into altercations.
Facts.
And it's not hard to kind of talk a situation down. You know, especially if you don't present no threat and the person talking to you doesn't present a threat. Now it's just a conversation.
Now it's just a conversation. Yep.
Like, listen, what are we doing here, man? Yeah. Take it down a notch. Go over there, get a breath of fresh air.
What are we really arguing about?
Yeah, you know what I mean? And, but, you know, you can't get mad at how people are, like, you can't get mad, that, especially now, that the relations between cops and black folks, the tension is starting to mirror that of late 60s now.
Word.
Because now, like, bro, there's too many instances of y'all just killing us for no reason. In the same way, when y'all try to sit there and preach propaganda to make us think a certain type of way, These videos ain't stopped coming out yet. It ain't like we keep looking at the same. It's not like we're still talking about Trayvon Martin or Sandra Bland. No, we're going so much further than there now. And it's like, you know, it's just every, you know.
And wasn't this not too far from the trial?
Yeah, that's
crazy. Yeah.
This last incident, I told you, like, three of those, I think, Philando Castile was in Minnesota. George Floyd was in Minnesota. And now the boy Dante is right.
And they said that his teacher is George Floyd's girlfriend or something like that.
Yeah, so there's a connection between some of them.
And you notice what we're doing. We're saying names. Mm. Say them names.
Hey, yo, my thing is, yo, cops always say they fear for their safety and everything. I fear for my safety. What about the citizens? What about how we fear for our safety and everything?
And we ain't armed.
Unless
you move to Texas.
I'm going to Texas.
Word for Glocks.
The cops going to think twice about running down. That shit ain't going to happen in Texas like that. Yo.
Texas passing laws, man.
I fear for my life.
But that's what the cops favor. He got a bulletproof vest, he got a gun, he got backup. And he got his sister behind him. How the fuck you fear for your life?
Gang gang.
They gang gang. They the real gang.
You call backup, can I call backup?
If I put a cop, bitch, I'm doing like 3 years even.
No, but it's funny. Like,
but it's
you
system
there,
too.
A cop fears for his life approaching a black man in his automobile. But a cop responding to a mass shooting, and the shooter's still active and
currently
present,
going to fuck
doesn't
right
feel
there.
Doesn't feel like his life is threatened. Now the person has already murdered people.
Right.
He's already shot people. But we don't feel threatened by him. But we feel threatened by the dude sitting here with his girlfriend and his child in the back seat.
Hey, yo, but it's
the dude from FedEx killed 4 people in the parking lot. Went inside, killed more people, and they got him safe. Like how he get out with no bruises, scrapes,
but the cops keep killing motherfuckers with no weapons, unarmed,
black people dying.
I knew it was coming.
Oh, and to it's crazy. They was talking about, you know, the whole gun law shit. The dude bought them guns legally.
But check this out though. Hold on, they're trying to do that because they're trying to. That's all for the gun law. That's all. You gotta watch some things like that. But anyway, I went for my to get my gun license, right? So the first question he asked me. He says, yo, why you need the gun for? I said, to protect my family. I said I do my homework. No, I try to be nice. Sometimes I can be nice sometimes.
Yeah. At that point, you want what you want. Yeah. What you mean? Yeah.
I said,
be a little political.
I said, yo, the average 911 call takes 23 minutes.
Full
response. So if somebody come and threaten my family, it's going to take y'all 23 minutes. The damage will be done by the time you get there.
And it only takes 1 second for a hostile environment to become a deadly situation.
Right.
But
and I damn sure ain't gonna buy no taser.
But check this out, yo. So
you gotta buy the right taser.
He kind of laughed at all, joke, and then a week later he denied me anyway. I got passed by the state. I got passed by the state of New Jersey. My background check came back clean from the state of New Jersey. But you know, it's all because of the discretion of the police station. Now they hold the power of getting your gun. Yeah, so he denied me. Coney's Point cops denied me because I got a pending case, but it's not
a violent case.
Yeah,
not
so,
a violent crime.
So he said that, well,
but you're in the system, your name comes up.
But he knew what it's for already, though.
Right.
He knew what it's for.
Right.
So I said, you know what it is? So why? What it got to do with it? It's not a violent crime.
Apples, apples and oranges.
It's exactly. Yeah. He's like, so he denied
me.
But he denied me, though. But when I talked to the lawyer said they put all the power into the police departments. The police departments do it. Even though your background came back good, there's nothing you can do about it.
The government says this.
Yeah, the government said you're good, but this officer, the lieutenant, captain, whatever he is, the officer in charge said no. And now I got to wait 3 more months and file again. Pay more money and file again.
That's after trial for your current.
That's crazy. But that's weird.
And then you have to turn around and then put all that energy.
Don't get no suntan between that time.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Don't get no black.
But it's fucked up how the system is, though, man.
Yeah.
And these cops, like man, they feel like something, man. Fuck. Nah, I can't say fuck, but I need my gun license. I gotta be nice.
Hey, so Monty said, come down somewhere, go to Delaware. I got my shit in like 20 minutes.
Yeah. If I was in Delaware, they would have gave it to me because my background would have came back.
Right.
And they would have gave it to me.
Right.
But Jersey is one of the hardest states to get gun license. Want to get a gun permit.
But does that permit...
It's because you're boy.
If you go to Delaware...
Jersey permit... See, Delaware got to get transferred over Jersey. But Jersey permit is valid where you can go anywhere with this stuff.
Right.
That's why it's so harder to get.
Nah, it's because Plexico shot himself in the leg. that was your boy. He was registered.
But he was a giant.
Oh, my man. But he did say that... Well, when I studied it, Jersey... You could take your Jersey license everywhere and buy guns. Like Delaware, you would have to get a permit, like transferred over.
But you don't have to be a resident.
Delaware.
Yeah, you
got to.
No. If you want in Delaware,
you got to be a resident of Delaware.
Or
yeah.
I know somebody.
Right. Whoa, 20.
Come on, sir. You
drop. We all know an OG.
Yeah.
We all know that OG.
But they make it hard for us, though. They do right.
Yeah, it's fucking Manje.
They make it hard.
Yo, you breaking in my shit? I'm going to put you on a t-shirt, bucko.
Yo, Manje, we ain't saying we going to protect ourselves.
I wish he was here to tell you this story, because this nigga got some stories about him and his guns and people showing up to his house.
Oh, didn't he have a disciple? I think I remember that story.
Yeah. He was sitting there. Yeah. Had the dude sitting on the curb in front of his house with a shotgun on him, waiting for the cops to get there.
But yeah, he's doing too much voice, man.
For those who are on right now live, man, tell your friends, relatives about this show, Drunk Hunks. Yeah, we talk about a lot of stuff. Now, I mean, we might be drinking, but guess what? You probably drinking too.
Facts.
You know, drink with us. Shit.
Right. It's Sunday.
It's Sunday.
Shoot.
Everybody's usually laid back and relaxed on Sunday.
Right. I was watching this TV show, and it was riding in the car. And he was like, oh, I'll give you a ride. The girl was like, but you don't live in this direction. He says, is there a bar in the direction of your house?
Oh, shit.
She was like, yeah. He was like, well, I'm heading that way. So, and then the chick asked him, he was like, does someone have a problem? He said, what do you mean? You have a drinking problem? He said, no, I drink just fine. I drink just fine.
Ain't no problem with me.
I'm good.
So how y'all feel about the video that was shown when the white guy was harassing the young black guy? I was walking through the neighborhood.
Bro, I'll tell you what.
Army vet, too. He's an army vet.
Yeah, he was a military dude.
So he's a little tough?
First of all, right, you can clearly see that you are physically larger than
this guy.
And this guy is presenting
no threat at all.
Yeah. So it's almost like, it looked like you had a man dealing with like a 16, 17, 18-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And you pressing him. I don't like bullies, so when I seen that shit, I became infused. I was like,
where you at?
And it was like Columbia, South Carolina. I know a couple people there, and I started to be like,
I was stationed there too.
I was like, yo,
we're gonna call people up, like, yo, man, where
the fuck is that at, man? I'm about to Google that, and then it's crazy. Somebody put his address out on the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh yeah, you didn't see all the people showed up in front of the screen?
And then the next day,
what?
Oh,
2 days straight,
bro.
Whole neighborhood.
Now he was harassing this kid for walking through the neighborhood. And him and his wife, now his wife is off camera. Somebody is a black woman who's seen it happen, and she started recording it for this boy's safety. And this guy, he is pressing this kid, talking about, well, where are you from? Why are you walking around this neighborhood? He was like, how long have you lived? It was Trump.
Kind of, without no gun. He ain't no gun, though.
Right.
But he was big.
he physically pushed the kid, and the kid was like, stop touching me, da-da-da-da. And, like, the next day, there was like 200 niggas in front of his house.
Yeah. Standing there.
Standing there.
We ain't from this neighborhood. Come out.
But that's just like, remember the black jogger? Remember
him? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they killed him. And the two guys that killed him, I think they used to be cops? Or there was something about law enforcement that had something to do with.
They thought they was fucking tough.
Something. They did.
Yeah.
They did.
Yo, to add on to that shit, so the governor down there today, they all at his crib.
They had the governor crib?
Yeah. I was watching that joint.
Oh, earlier. Shit.
Yeah. Black checker looked like shit.
Damn, what black checker had a long night?
Yo, it's a group of men. They be going live.
Oh, so they had the governor house.
And they like, yo, nice house. Fuck you, though. Like, yo. Down there, wild.
Fuck it, why not? But my thing is, what's the old saying? You don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Listen, my thing is, like, we waiting for the polar bear to help us figure out why the polar bear is eating us. Like that's what we're waiting for. The system. We're waiting for the system to fix a problem that they put together. That's what we're waiting for, though.
That is.
We really.
You know, that's a crazy analogy.
It is, but we're trying to use the system, bro, that was not even created for us to help and save us.
Here's the problem. The problem is the fact that with that analogy or that even thought, it's one of those things where. All we need is a black president. Shit, we didn't have that.
We done had that. What that would work?
Yeah,
still come on, man. Still.
So, but here's the thing: that's the person who run the whole country. So if that didn't help, we SOL.
Bro, we SOL. But listen.
Now we need a black superhero.
We're a Hancock.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Fuck yeah, Superman. We need a Hancock.
Word.
He's gonna drink with his
John Stewart? Jonathan Stewart? Yeah, I mean, somebody.
I'm rocking with Hancock. My nigga's sitting there rigging up on apartment. Oh, goddamn. You done got yourself in some shit
Call
again.
Call me asshole one
boy,
more time.
Taco, man.
Nah, but you know what?
Asshole one more time.
I was like, I was watching the 85 South. Podcast and had David Banner on there. And one of the things David Banner said was,
he was talking that shit.
He said, we need to do what they do for theirs. If we see a young boy and he's captivating, we need to take him under our wing and groom him.
Yeah.
The same way they've been doing, because a lot of people don't realize a lot of these motherfuckers that become presidents, they get groomed since they were children.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
course.
And you know, a lot of people think that shit's random. It's really not.
It's no random, though.
But you know who got a lot of power but don't use it?
Black people?
Hollywood black people, athletes.
They're not allowed to, though.
They scared to do it because they're going to lose everything.
They lose your power. Listen, every black leader we ever had is dead.
Oh.
Think about it.
Every black leader we ever had died.
Natural causes.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it, man.
Rounding in the tongue. Yeah.
Bro, we had no leaders, but our leaders that we look to are singers, rappers, and stuff like that. Athletes and stuff. They cannot do so much because somebody's writing a check.
But the people who put their whole life into doing it.
You remember, now as we come up on it, I think it was like 2016, 2017, Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
When he first started taking the knee, right?
Damn, was he 16 already?
I think so. One of the first motherfuckers out there, Jerry Jones, said nobody on this team will be taking the knee or they will not be on this team. And it, you know what I mean? And the motherfuckers fell right in line. So all you Cowboys fans, y'all niggas real suckers.
And my boy, the receiver, came out and made public statements that, I gotta feed my family. The wide receiver. And where he at now?
Oh, I forgot what you said.
Remember that he said, I'm not.
Was it Dez?
It was Dez.
Dez Bryant.
Right. He said, I gotta feed my family.
And then, next year, they cut you, nigga, because you was hurt.
Cut you. Yo, so look, cut.
See where that loyalty went. And then towards Achilles.
In practice, he tore his Achilles.
His first practice, he tore his Achilles.
I never wish bad harm on people. But I do believe in some type of karma.
A certain type of karma would be like, see, didn't he ask you nothing?
The universe
will work some shit out.
Achilles would be safe.
The universe will get back to your ass.
Yep.
You know, the crazy part is that I'm not a big karma person, but, you know, facts always talk about energy. I'm very cognizant of the energy I put out to people. I might have dissed a couple of niggas today. So tomorrow, I'm going to be exceptionally nice to niggas. Because I'm trying to balance my scales. You know what I mean? I don't want to
Life is all about
balance. I'm an asshole, but I'm a nice guy. Yeah. I'm like a Sour Patch Kid.
Okay.
A little rough at first. But no, it's good. But you know, I mean, I think.
And yeah, we'll still fuck up the roof of your mouth, though.
Hey,
just saying that.
And you were talking about there's long-term effects, but you know. So is anything else in life.
Well, maybe you might change your energy drink while you had the energy. Because the energy drink you be drinking on is,
Hey, man.
We laughing right now, but yo, this is a serious matter though. Like, I mean, I don't know if that's like we gotta come up with some community events or community like things
outreach
things we could do. But yo, like this shit need to be addressed, and I'm not talking about that organization either. I don't want nothing to do with them. We need to come up with our own shit by our own people, and not sponsored by other sources. That's dictating what we're going to do. Because where they at? Why nobody marching now? Why nobody not getting together right now?
You know what? You know what, we're talking about celebrities, right. Athletes, right? So, you know, all right, I understand you got a brand, you're trying to feed your family. So you might can't do something publicly.
Right.
But you can't tell me, you know, there's 32 teams in the NFL. I think there's 28 or 30 in the NBA.
Right.
If all of y'all, from each team, if all y'all just put up $1 million, we are looking at almost $60 million right there. You ain't got to say it. Like, it could be, everybody could just kick it. Hey, man, let me get like a 50 racks from you or 150 from you. Boom, 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 right? Y'all can do some shit in silence.
Drop a hat.
But, yo, you know what's crazy that night? The money is not even an issue, yo. It's unity. It's more unity. We need to come together. Like we so busy in this fucking barrel crabs, how they call us and everything, this world that they put us in. They programmed us to be like this.
Right.
It ain't like it just happened. They act like we act like this by choice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We were programmed.
I was just born to hate y'all.
Yeah, we were programmed like this, and y'all did this, and y'all still doing it because the system that we live in is upholded. And we know, everybody see, the Constitution is still the Constitution. Nobody never really read the Constitution. Right. But the Constitution is still the Constitution. So the Constitution was not for us. That's the first thing we need to acknowledge.
They definitely had black people in mind.
Okay, so if the Constitution is not for us, though, how are we trying to use the Constitution to help us? Oh, nobody want to talk about that, though. How is the Constitution going to help us, though? It was not made for us.
It's just like the
Bill of Rights.
Any part of the
I like the Second Amendment right though.
any part of the initial the initial legislation for this country, no, none of that was pertaining to us. Now they've tried to, like with most things, they've tried to make amendments and try to start, you know, incorporating us slightly. But you know, at the bare roots of it, you know, if it ain't made for you, and they haven't abolished those terms and that terminology, and they're just making amendments, that means it's like this, right? If you go look at the rules for something, right, and they got the top 10 rules, nobody's reading this little small fine print. They're looking at the ones with the numbers on them and reading, okay, this. So, you know what I mean?
Would a lion teach the gazelle how to get away?
Never.
How am I going to survive? That's the system, though. If the system teaches how to overtake the system or overcome the system and everything,
because it won't be was eating on black people.
Not, but listen, what's your name? It's funny. The post Housie put up earlier.
Oh yeah, you gotta read that.
Housie said, and I'm paraphrasing. I'm not going to direct quote it, but I'm paraphrasing. He was like. He said, I don't like.
He said,
I do like fake hair and makeup.
Yeah, I do like it.
But I don't like the fact that we invest trillions into it, and they don't invest nothing back
in our community.
Yeah, it's not a recycle.
Yo, I'm like, whoa, that was deep.
Yeah, it's not recycle.
That was deep. Because, first of all, I tried to get into the hair business. I mean, you cannot get it. You cannot get in your hands into the pot.
You think the drug game
hard. You cannot get in that hair game, man. I ain't talking about the fake hair. I ain't talking about the fake hair, though.
Right.
I'm talking about the Brazilian hair that the girls want. Yeah. Like that.
You cannot have a certain part of that country, Brazil, India, and all of those people are loyal to just you.
Your words.
Bro, the crazy part is we got a homie from India, a businessman, a successful one, and it was still
having trouble.
It's not like, so you know, we had the what do you call
connect?
It? The figurehead.
Yeah.
You know, we had that.
Still,
we don't know y'all niggas. Yeah. So
you know, I mean, you can fix it all day. Don't get me wrong. So
yeah, I get you the hair.
We talk about the real shit.
Throw that money. Get through the week.
Dollar pack hair.
Yeah, you get the dollar pack hair all day. But you know, I mean, that $301 hair.
That good stuff, them Indian girls are shaving their head bald for every 3 months.
Word, yeah.
Grew back in 2 months.
And yo, cause they use it as a tradition over there, where they got when the kid get a certain age, they shave their bald.
Camera.
Yeah.
But they sell the hair though.
Right.
But they count it as a tradition, or like a religion.
Right.
That's another sport, but anyway.
And they making money off.
They're making money off. They're
making damn money off.
Yeah. They sell it to our black women.
Yo, they never consider that to be fair.
But man, that's
anything other than us is
but they lied to us though. They get
that's what I said.
I was scared to go to Africa when I was growing up. When I woke up 4 o'clock in the morning. When I woke up.
You see Sally Struthers.
And I see that little kid that's weighed 20 pounds with a big belly.
Word.
And he can't even blink.
The fly is on him.
He's sitting there sitting still.
Word.
That's his pet.
How?
And then here comes Sally Struthers. For 10 cents a day, you can sponsor a child.
I never wanted to do that.
Your money will go to feeding poor Amir right here.
Sure, I remember she was interrupting my shows.
Bro, they got rich. They got rich over people, bro.
I know.
Nate, we older. It wasn't no shows at that time. We was waiting for a show to start. You know, that was like, you know, it was like, that was back when TV was going on.
Oh, we were supposed to be asleep.
Yeah. We woke up a little early. Yeah, I guess.
The cheers part was good. You got people like, okay.
So
we did three backflips.
Yo,
I don't know who just called Uncle Rico. Stop calling.
Please stop calling.
Put your shit on Do Not Disturb next time, too.
I can't because
Or order pizza for him.
I'm starving,
man.
Order pizza for the cast and the guests.
Anyway, Cheers had a great theme.
So. My ribs is touching. Don't make me wait.
We're getting X bars. Let's raise our glass.
Shout out
to
X, man.
To the homie X.
All right, we do shout
out X. All right, beat to the dog.
So we got
to
go right back up.
Up to what?
We got to go right back up to Black Rock.
What?
We go next shot.
Black Rock. Hold on. Let me re-up. I think you got to re-up.
Always ready to drink that quick. Go right back to back.
But yo,
I like hanging out with you fellas.
I don't know if everybody's watching, if you old enough, that after a certain time, the TV shut off.
Anyway, shots like what?
Whoa.
You got beer back there,
man? So the TV set up at a certain time, right? When it be like, there's nothing there, right? All of a sudden, right, 3 o'clock in the morning, it pops back on. You're going to get the church motherfucker selling miracle water?
No, this is going to happen.
Holy water?
No, it's going to happen.
Kids.
No, you're going to get Sally Struthers with the infomercials for the, pay for a little African child.
Then you might get
a rerun of Carol Burnett.
Depending on what channel you're on.
And then from Carol Burnett, you slide right into Kenneth Copeland. Because Jesus is
Lord. Jesus is Lord.
He's calling you, brother, and I knew that you should send your money in.
You send $5. You will get $500 in your paycheck.
Kenneth Copeland had a lot.
And a bottle of holy.
Yo, he was like, all right, we're going to go to commercial break. The commercial break was for his product.
He had that
half an hour on Smash. Wow. It's all me and my shit.
And God only spoke to him. God told me.
Hold on, but then,
after a couple of years, they gave him a whole hour on Sunday.
Facts.
They gave him a whole hour on Sunday. Hey, yo. But it was funny, but we're trying to watch Royal Brothers, but remember, before then, when the show's cut off, it just played the national anthem, and the flag would just.
I hated that. Yeah. The flag would just be in the wind.
Yeah,
they would just play like the national anthem over and over.
Yep. And then all of it, and then that was it. Bruh. Oh, damn. I'm old.
Come to think about it, dude.
I'm old.
So, when'd you get out of the Air Force?
98.
Okay, you got out of 98. I went in 2002. And it was crazy, right? So I went in, matter of fact, I went in 2002. So when I went in, it was after September 11th that happened, right?
Okay.
So, enlisted numbers were through the roof for all branches at that point. You know, people felt compelled based off the shit that had happened.
I
was just trying to get the fuck out the hood. I had just seen my boy get shot. Another nigga got locked up. I was like, it might be time to get out and die.
And the signing bonus is what?
Yeah. So, but the crazy part. But, bruh, like, when I was in basic training, at the end of every fucking briefing, when you first start and you learn, right? At the end of every video, then they would play this, I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. I used to be that bitch like, this shit like clockwork. I was like, these niggas trying to.
Exactly.
Yo, I was like, I was hip to it. Then it was like, yo. They was like, nah, you can only, when we went to eat, right, you have 3 non-carbonated, non-caffeinated beverages. So you had choices, right? You had 2 Gatorades in the water or 2 waters in the Gatorade. Bruh. And I was sitting there like, nah, nigga, there's something in this Gatorade. My Gatorade ain't never tasted like this before. Nigga, I've been drinking Gatorade for the last about 10 years. My orange Gatorade, my red Gatorade was never up to this shit. But that's why I knew, like, I'm like, yo, they really do that shit all across the board. So at first, I thought it was dope, you know, everybody get a haircut, you know, you all in uniform. But when I started hearing that, I only listen to that song to this day. Every time I hear that shit, I walk away.
So, bro, you went in the Air Force, you go for it. Okay, now tell me this, right? Why is it okay for us to go bomb other countries, right? But when it comes down to something that happens to us citizens in our country, we got to use the system. We got to go through the court system. No violence on top of violence. It's only violence when it comes to other countries, though. Y'all never thought about that? I mean, they drop bombs, bro. I mean, they drop bombs, bro.
Yeah, I know.
And they don't care who they hit either, bro.
And they got snipers.
Well, like,
our judicial system is different than everybody else's.
I'm not talking about it. What I'm trying to say is, though, we can fuck everything else up.
Right.
But when it comes time to fucking put our system on trial, now we got to go through the court system. Now you got to talk about it. We need the politics now. Politics only work in our country, but when it comes to somebody else, you dropping bombs. There's no talking.
Right.
We dropping bombs, nigga. It's us or you. I heard the dog barking.
Come out. It don't matter.
It's almost time my boy got outside. Like,
No.
He let niggas know.
It don't matter where we at or where we record.
Hey, take the dog out.
Or outside.
Oh, Mr. Saw.
This nigga horns us.
He parked right there. No, that's the other one.
I don't care, nigga.
Yeah, fuck them, nigga.
Still the same too.
Man.
Yeah, Mr. Saw is outside.
I'm not going to tell nobody. I'm not going to say any names. But somebody... Go get the insect repellent out of the closet. We're going to get this motherfucker off this block one way or another.
Yo, I'm lactose intolerant, so I'll eat the raid.
You get it? The raid?
Yo, man.
Hold on. Leave the raid. Bars.
It's bars. But yo, this system, I'm tired of this system, man. Like, I'm not.
Hold on. Lactose intolerant, ice cream is a softy. Leave the raid. Bars.
Again. Bars.
Slow it down. I just ditched you. No, man, but man.
It's a system, bro. Like I think we can't even, like, 50% blame the cops. We can't even 50% blame the cops. The system is hiring the cops and educating the cops and protecting the cops. All at once.
And letting them feel like...
You know what? I was listening to a comedy show one time, and the boy was like, we need to stop blaming the country and start blaming the landlords. And he went, of course, he ain't talking about the housemen, the people who own the country, the people who run the country.
Did you ever see who own the country?
Russia?
You never see them. You never see their face.
But what he's saying is, it was strong what he said because of the fact that stop blaming the country because the country ain't do it. It's the landlords. It's the people who run it. Who own it.
There are figureheads everywhere.
It's right. Paperwork, though. The Constitution is the paperwork. Think about it.
Burn them.
I said that. Yo, this is what I thought Obama was going to do. I really thought that. See?
I thought the last year of Obama's presidency.
Before you go out.
Before you go out, I'm gonna do some real live nigga shit.
But listen. No. My first year when Obama got president, I thought this motherfucker was our superhero though. Like meaning like he bought this.
Everybody did.
I mean
that's what he voted
listen,
for.
Listen. Right. I thought he was gonna change the world.
Right.
Right? And then yo, after the first like term and everything. When he was like signing his little motherfucker, whatever you call him, like that all presidents do, different type of fucking acts. What do you mean, like that last year? When they signed.
You talking about presidents. Pardons? The policies.
But you mean
like the first 100 days policy? Or you know, coming to the end of the term.
This is what I'm going to do. Like, this is what I'm playing.
Every president make promises.
Right.
We know that.
Of course.
Right?
Exactly.
I'm trying to tell you.
But I thought Obama. What's going on?
Put your hands in your pocket. Fuck
on that. I thought Obama was like how we was taught to believe in Jesus Christ that somebody's going to come save us. Meaning that, yo, don't worry about it.
There's going to be a savior.
Don't worry about it. You can keep fucking up or you're going to keep going through some shit. Don't worry about it. The battle's not yours. Yolanda said that. Bars.
Bars. Oh, my fucking God.
Yolanda said the battle's not yours. It's the Lord's, right? So a lot of people believe in that. They believe that they not going to fight this fight that's going on, this physical fight that's going on, because they're waiting for a savior to come along.
We're in spiritual warfare.
This fight and everything, right? Warfare. So when Obama was president, I said, okay, we might be on something.
We found the savior,
right?
Here we go.
And
he just didn't have a cape.
That motherfucker didn't have an S on his chest or something. He was lacking something, yo. He wasn't Hancock, he wasn't Superman.
I know that nigga wasn't nothing, man.
I know
you don't fuck with Batman, right? But then there's Batman and there's Commissioner Gordon. We thought we got Batman, but it was Commissioner Gordon.
Hey, yo.
We fucked with the Joker.
So a lot of people thought that Obama was going to save us, but he can't save us because he got handpicked to be where he's at.
If you really think about it, if you really sit there and you start looking at Obama's lineage, because you know one, he is not completely African American.
Yeah.
So when you start seeing his lineage, and you start seeing that he's got a great great grandfather wasn't just connected to him.
Right.
He was connected to Clinton. He was connected, like, you know what I mean. He got motherfuckers.
You gotta realize, just because his lips was black, don't make him automatically a nigga. Just because
he was slapping them tweens.
Hey, yo, man, this is like my church folks, man. The 23rd Psalms, best scripture in the Bible. The reason why is the best scripture in the Bible is because to let you know.
This might be because it's Sunday.
I get bars out too.
Why can't scripture be bars? Yo, I like that. Because it's Sunday. Mr. Softy makes a Sunday.
We're not having a fucking
Everybody knows the 23rd Psalm says, "I walk through the shadow of death, I fear no evil, right? For thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff,
well, protect me,
comfort me in the presence of evil," right? Hold on, you got God walking with you, but you still got a stick and a rod, motherfucker.
First of all,
so what the stick for?
Okay, wait a minute.
What the rod for?
What
to whoop that wolf ass.
What is the? First of all, I have a question real quick. And I remember, like, you know, thy rod,
that's that.
That feels like two sticks.
All right, one of them was a walking stick, and one of them was to beat the wolves with. You gotta fight them off the walls, bro, to protect the sheep.
It sounds like two sticks.
All right, so listen, the rod and the staff were two different things, bro. A staff is a weapon.
It's designed to be a weapon,
right? But my thing is, he had both of them. Even though God was with him, he still needed that rod and that staff to whoop that wolf ass. Take heed to that.
Moses took his staff and parted the Red Sea.
23rd Psalms, read it again. Don't let the pastor read it to you. You read it. He had a rod and a staff, and he had God watching him, because he's going to use that motherfucker's staff and whoop that wolf ass. God wasn't stopping that wolf. He had to stop them wolves.
Yeah, it's crazy because a lot of people think the Savior is going to save you from everything.
God gave you a staff.
So think about it like this, right? Everybody says, yo, the Savior is coming. The Savior is coming. Right? How much shit got to happen? How bad it got to get before we get saved?
Where you at? But you know what's crazy that night? A lot of people's waiting for the evil to knock on the door. Meaning that you see what's going on. Don't wait for it to hit your door for you to do something about it. Stand up now. Why wait for it to hit your door, your household? Some one of your family members. That's what I mean by knocking on the door.
Right.
That's not a bar, though. That's like some real shit. You know what I mean?
That's life.
Like, word, don't wait for it to hit your house for you to want to stand up and want to be a part of the new movement. Because they working on the new movement, the new world order. Right. So why we can't work on our own movement?
They are constantly thinking ahead, and then we are being reactive.
Chess and checkers.
So, well, with that being said, because it is Sunday, and I'm about to go have a conversation with Mr. Softy Truck. You can follow us on Facebook, Drunk Homes Podcast, Instagram, Drunk Homes Podcast, Twitter, Drunk Homes Radio, and you go to drunkhomespodcast.com, get all this wonderful information, these jewels, these jokes, these facts.
Facts.
PRS. What the system doing to us? Problem, reaction, and they're giving us a solution. Come on, we got to stop this, man.
That being said,
they give us the problem.
Uncle Newlywed, thank you for coming and kicking with us. Appreciate it. We gave him a formal invite.
I appreciate it.
He answered the call. I feel you. Shit happened.
You're jumping bars all show.
So, I know you got your hands in a lot of things.
Yes, I do.
You got a website. You got a Facebook, Instagram, or something you want to direct people to this your time.
Listen, we got some projects coming around. So keep an eye out on Be True, B-E-E-T-R-U, all right? We got some fashion line coming. We got eyelash and lip gloss coming. I got a general contracting business coming, which is Dominion Bully Builders, all right? So anytime you need a wall knocked down or a wall built up, let me know. I'm there for you. Plumbing, HVAC, anything you need, electrical, you know what I'm saying? We got you, all right? This ain't no, I know a guy, you know, call me, let me know, and I'll get you, I got you, all right, but other than that, True Wit, T-R-U-W-I-T-T, Google me, you'll find me.
He said it, say Google.
If you call me, I'll be there.
Let's raise these glasses, man. Thank y'all for listening, thank y'all for tuning in, thank y'all for being a part of the conversation and discussion, man. God willing, we'll be back next week to give y'all more.
Yeah, amen.
Part where you, but
no, I can't. I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to end on it.
Just grab the thing, goddamn it. It's gonna look.
It's gonna look crazy. We're gonna cut this part out.
it is. We heard.
As I fiddle with it.